Maryland News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House and Senate lawmakers staring down a 4th of July deadline if they want to complete their work on the big, beautiful tax and spending bill. But as Donna Warder reports, Republicans in the Senate are trying to find themselves on the same page before they can move it on to the House.
The Senate is expected to work through the weekend to meet President Donald Trump's July 4th deadline of passing his tax breaks and spending cuts package. There's been Democratic opposition, and not all Republicans are on board, with proposals to reduce spending on Medicaid, food stamps, and other programs. The 940-page bill was released just before midnight Friday. Even with a go-ahead to begin debate on the legislation, any passage would still be days away. Then the bill would need to return to the House for a final round of votes before it could reach Trump's desk. Donna Warder, Washington.
Foreign policy expert Dan Senor says since it launched the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack back in 2023, Iran now finds itself with no conventional military force to speak of that it could use to threaten Israel.
It's relied on a proxy system of all these proxies, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Hamas, satellite states like the Assad regime in Syria. All of those are gone or severely weakened.
Senor was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A lawyer says the Supreme Court's ruling that Maryland parents who have religious objections can pull their children from public school lessons using LGBTQ storybooks is a historic victory for parental rights. Attorney Eric Baxter says kids, quote, shouldn't be forced into conversations about drag queens or gender transitions without their parents' permission. Stocks ended the week on a strong note, up to new record high closes for both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500. This is SRN News. The Barna Group issues a wide-ranging report on America's pastors.
The poll reveals that upwards of 90% of our clergymen remain strong in their faith, and while most of them are not getting rich, they are financially stable and a bit better off than the average layman. However, the Barna report also made a case that when it comes to health, physical, and emotional, pastors are doing worse than the general population. They also lag behind in the quality of their personal relationships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The city of Matera in the south of Italy will double as Jerusalem in the sixth season of the hit show The Chosen. The cast and crew of the biblical series traded their Texas studio for 3 weeks in Italy, during which the crucifixion scene involving the crucifixion of Christ was filmed. Matera also provided the setting for such movies as The Passion of the Christ and Mary Magdalene. Season 5 of The Chosen will be available to watch for free. This is SRN News. A new measure affecting truck drivers started on Wednesday.
The new procedures call for enhanced roadside inspections to determine if commercial motor vehicle operators can reply to questions and directions in English. It'll also evaluate if they can understand U.S. highway traffic signs and electronic message boards. Driving Academy founder Jonathan Marquez says drivers should want to improve themselves.
It's one thing to do something wrong and then get caught for it, but as long as you're able to understand and learn, then you can improve yourself. If there's that language barrier in play and you're never improving yourself, it makes the roads extremely dangerous.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Supreme Court has ruled individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions, but the decision leaves unclear the fate of President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship. That was the nuts and bolts of the actual case that went before the court. The outcome was a victory for Trump, who's complained about individual judges. More of these stories at srnnews.com.